was just an assumption. I picked it up somewhere. I don't know where. But Adam had to learn everything. God gave him something to go on, but he had to learn as he went. Just like God did. He told me this. He said I was light. But he continued to go forward. Just like, if you want to understand God, you got to look at Adam. The Lord developed. It said in Proverbs chapter 8 somewhere. It said, in the beginning of his way, he chose wisdom. So God had him. He's the beginning. But in the beginning of his way, he chose wisdom. And he told me this. He knows everything, but everything has to be proven. He explained some things about that. But angels, on the other hand, they're more like Solomon. They were given a kingdom. They were prepared by God and given a kingdom. David had to, he had to risk everything to attain the kingdom. He was given the position, but he had to take the kingdom. And Solomon was given a kingdom in one day. And I believe that's how it was with Lucifer. She said, I will stand upon the above the heights of the clouds, I would be like the Most High. If he was like the Most High, he wouldn't have had to ascend to that position. But guess what it said about Jesus? He ascended far above all heavens. I love it. That's just a big fat slap in Satan's face. Because verse 15 says, yet thou shalt be brought down the hill to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of the prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, everyone in his own house. And he has to realize this. While he's down there in the bottom of the pit, in the sides, there's no bottom to his pit. He has to scratch and find comfort in the sides of the pit. And he have to remember, there are people living better than him. And he's lower than the people on a planet. Because he was on a planet when he said those five statements. He said, but thou art cast out like that, out of thy grave, like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden under feet. And that's slimy. That's all messed up. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. The seed of the evildoer shall never be renowned. See, his part is over. Jesus said, I saw Satan cast down to the ground. See, his no covenant. Strip. Because he tried to ascend above his purposes, you can't overtake like that. Now I want to say something in closing. Yesterday I mentioned that as God taught me to love, I had no problem with lust, because if you love people, you can't lust after them at the same time. But what finished it was, he said, "Don't fear falling," and that finished it. And I never had a problem with temptation after that. And Satan, all his ways is illusion, but the ways of God is perfection and purity. When the Lord showed me in that vision, you handle it the same way. He was showing me that you can't. The reason I brought that up, because yesterday's broadcast, I didn't finish it. I thought about something I didn't say. What really overturned all forms of lust in my life when I made that quality choice, that decision to love every woman with the agape love of Jesus. I couldn't love. There's no lust after. Lust don't come from God. So, and I didn't know this. The Lord gave me that. He gave me something I can understand in the vision that I talked about in yesterday's broadcast. Today is May the 3rd, 2022. But one day I said, Lord, I still feel tempted. Why? I've done what you said, but I still feel tempted. He said, don't fear falling. And that's I hadn't had that problem since 1988. For a man to live without lust in his life is a blessing. The enemy tried and tried to tempt me, but I stood. I did what I knew. And I kept after the Lord about how do you deal with this. And I said, I'm going to learn this. And I felt the peace of God when I made that statement of faith that I'm going to learn this. And he taught me to love like him. And then I said, well, what about when I still feel tempted? He said, don't fear falling. See, fear is a driver. Fear attaches your life to Satan's life. Fear is a form of false surrender. It's a form of surrender to darkness. So after he showed me that, I felt strong again. Like I did in the prayer room, which I once prayed. I said, Lord, when I'm in this prayer room, I feel invincible. I said, how do you do this in life? When I'm at school, when I'm at work, wherever I am. At church, I want to be just like I'm in this prayer room. I said, take me there, show me this. It took time for that prayer to be fulfilled. But I'm gonna tell you something. I enjoy the presence of God full time. Some people are in full time ministry, but I am in the full time presence of the Lord. When I had money trouble, I said, Lord, what's going on? Something I don't know about money. He said, don't ever worry about money in my presence, because I live in his presence. Some people will say, well, how can you live in his presence and worry about money? I don't know. It was in my blind spot, because I don't worry. I don't go around worrying about things, but that was in my blind spot. And then I wonder, what else is in my blind spot? And after a few years, I said, that could be something else in my blind spot. And it probably is. I said, Lord, everything that's not like Jesus got to go. And the first time I said it was the hardest, because you like to watch movies. You know how you can desire to watch movies. Some of them are just crazy movies, just a pastime. Not that they were evil movies, but what if something is in it that shouldn't be? And, you know, I say, I don't want to have a taste or desire or affection to anything that's not of God. I said, what if something else is in my blind spot? I said, everything that's not like Jesus got to go. And then I thought about something else. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will prepare you for something. And he'll give you revelation. And if you'll trust him, you can pull it off. So it becomes wise for him to reveal to you the next phase of your ministry or the next glory that you're going to enter into. And you have to enter into it by faith. Just like salvation. I said, what? I don't have time to chicken out again. Because the first assignments that he gave were challenging to me. But I had a vow on my life. I talk about that in other broadcasts. I said, I got to do this whether I want to or not. And I would go and pray in the Holy Ghost and build myself up, and then I'd obey him. I said, one day he gonna tell me to do something. And it's beyond what I would normally do. And I don't want to pause. Because my newest definition for obedience is prompt faithfulness. So I said, this was before I learned about prompt faithfulness. I said, I'm going to have to make a Rebecca choice. And it's going to be do or die, do or don't. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity. I'm not missing the next one. If there is a next one, which it probably will be. I need a confession. And I was going to say, I would do all that God give me to do. But while I was speaking it, I said, I will do all that's in his heart. Whatever it is, wherever I'm supposed to go, if I can choose to go there, I'm going. And I felt the peace of God, the joy of the Lord. And I say that often, both of those confessions. I will do all this in his heart. And I everything that's not like Jesus got to go. I don't want to have no kind of satanic. I don't want to have anything in common with Satan and his fallen ways. But the thing is this. When you detach yourself from every form of fear and stick to what is holy. See, the people that God used to get you to this point. See, you can read their books. You can read everything the apostles did in one day. If you can start at Matthew in about a day, you can finish Revelation if you listen to it all day long. Maybe a day and a half. If you do that, you're receiving information quickly. You can read the book by Smith Wigglesworth. You can read Kenneth Hagin's book in probably a month if you apply yourself. F.F. Bosworth, you can learn all about him. You can learn about these wonderful men and women of God. Lester Sumrall wrote a book, Pioneers of Faith. I read that in a short time. What I'm saying is this. You can receive what they said and do what they did by the Holy Spirit and become a person that the Holy Spirit can train and use. Consider these things. This is the sixth day, the hour before Christ come, or the moment before Christ come. And the greatest ministers are the ones he calls standing around at storefront somewhere. They're going to work 1 hour and get paid the same as if of those that have been working for years. And it's going to frustrate the people that were in the ministry for years and years. But there's something about that I saw. The greatest men and women of God are not the ones ministering. It's the ones hearing. And the reason I laugh like that is because not only, see, we look at it like there's a few great men and women of God, the few I just named. No. What about the millions that heard them and applied themselves? The people out of those millions and millions of that heard them, that applied themselves with the intent to do all this in God's heart, that's Satan's nightmare. Because they're just like Jesus is formed in them. I love it. You know, I don't have no pride complex. I want to see. I told my son, if I do my job, you'll do much greater than me. And that's what I want. The next generation, we have a legacy. We're a legacy to those that have gone before. And we're creating one. That would be after, but I believe that the rapture's gonna take us out. It's gonna come before we. I believe it'll come imminently. I put it that way. In fact, I know it will. But with these broadcasts, I want everybody that hear have ears to hear to apply themselves to obey God. Prepare to make the Rebecca choice. And if you want to read about it, that's when Abraham sent his servant to find a wife for Isaac. But you got to prepare yourself for the Rebecca choice. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. And he will be with you and bless you and teach you all that you want to know. Because Jesus said, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Till next time, I remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.